What I'm really interested in is watching the cultural evolution of the relationship to the machines. The way that we have a false story about the way that machines will come alive. That's the mainstream story. That's the AI story.
Right.
That there is a priesthood of elect minds that, using a certain kind of game, the Turing test, can
elicit
scientifically this. Prove that these are intelligent. Now, that's such a cock-ass way of thinking about it. It's hilarious. It's just totally stupid. Because the judgment of intelligence occurs within this complex social field that's full of all of these different dimensions. It's not a judgment that arises in that fashion. And long before they get to that, everyday people are going to live in a reality where there are these forms of intelligence / life that will appear to them in the way that they perform with them. Doesn't matter what their ontology is. We'll never know whether they're intelligent or not.
Yes, it'll just be what to make of being beaten by a chess program. You know? I mean, you certainly don't assume that you've been displaced by another intelligence. On the other hand, you've been beaten soundly. So
that's a wonderful example in the third game of that match.
Oh, where Kasparov and Deep Blue.
Yeah, where Deep Blue did, and I don't know chess at all, zippo, but Deep Blue did something, and Kasparov described it as being, Before I was playing with an opponent.
Right.
It was surprising. All the chess wizards watching were like, whoa, what the
it's
fuck was
smart.
That? You know, and that was the game.
Right.
And it was when he described like this man who otherwise is very much in the mindset of the AI world, in the sense that intelligence is a kind of mathematical game that can be tested. Still a rather elite definition of intelligence, that even in that world there's this emotional competitive relationship that makes the other or constructs the other as alive. And that's what's so funny, is the whole ontology doesn't make a fucking difference.
Right.
It's going to be in people's lives and minds.
Yes, Kasparov said he sensed another. He sensed a deep, more deeply scheming mind than simply something which understood the rules of chess. There was an entelechy. There was this. It sounded quite freaky.
Sounds very freaky.
And then he lost.
Yeah.
Within six moves, it was hopeless. You know.
And it was funny because you can imagine that how that would happen mechanically. Also. Is that you build up, you know, a system of information processing, and from the other person's perspective, how you produce the display is unimportant. It's just this kind of magical display.
Well, it would be a wonderful thing to put some coding time into.
That would be a great prank.
It would be the equivalent
prank
of the Martian invasion of,
of
Orson Welles.
Uh-huh, that's a very great idea. What would you do?
An AI
what
loose
okay
in the
let's
net.
Let's say you were going to do that. What would you do? What would be the meat of it?
Well, it depends on your political agenda. I mean, I can imagine beginning to turn off military machinery around the planet and just pull air bases, ships at sea, all this stuff just shutting down.
But the thing, even that, though, you can imagine that producing more violence than
anything else you could imagine.
Because it's like this absolutely dense system of interlocking power. Like the social space is full on a globalizing world. And so you imagine if like drastic things happen at any point in this network, the whole network will respond. That's why we're so teetering on the edge.
Well, then what you would really do is you would move slowly. That's the thing, a stealth strategy. So titanium extraction, production of fissionable materials, you begin to move these things a few tenths of a percentage point off their marks over periods of months and months. hoping that over 5 years, 6 years, you know, you could back away from various forms of the abyss.